Dit gaat te beginnen bij Elke Stadda is Bede Israël. De Schoor Lachat en Zijn Zag. Fasis Lamar Lalo Tse Kondi. So the Farshan point out that the strange Lashon here. Usually it says, Aber al Bnei Yisrael ve'amart al Leyer. Yeah, something like that. And here, which means that Moshe will tell, you know, somebody should tell Bnei Yisrael. Here is a very direct Lashon. Ve'atah tetzav. I want you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to command Klal Yisrael about the menorah. Atat tzav. You never have that lashon any place else. Any place else, Aver b'nei Yisrael l'marto lehem. And the Ramban on page 3 makes note of it. The Marcos and Tat tzav of Rosh Hashanah Mishkan Tomei Vasisim. Who's the keyword? Tzav Atzmcha tzav of Hatshikul Lecha. Kelen Dech Vasas also the Midrash. Normally it says Basisa, which means Shayas al Dei Tzivur. Basisa doesn't mean that Moshe should do himself, it means he should command that it should be done. And here, saying no, but that's why I want you to be the Mitzavah. There's some direct link that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be Mitzavah. So we'll try to understand what that is. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to be the one to be Mitzavah on the menorah? So let's take a look at the Zohar Chodosh. We'll see the Archaim HaKadosh quotes the Zohar Chodesh. In the Zohar Chodesh, in the Pasuk, Vayikra Elohim Lo'or Yom, says, Rav Yossi ben Chalafta, Rav Yossi came to Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yossi Chalafta was sitting in front of Rav Yitzchak. Amalei Midi Shmi Alei Lamar. Almai Sarach Yom Ad Mashiach Nu Galus Adok. He said, why is Mashiach, in other words, he asked Rav Yossi ben Chalafta, who was sitting in front of his Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak, and he asked him, why is Mashiach taking so long to come? Very basic question. Amalei Los Arich Ella Al Bittul Araisa. He says that the reason why it's taking so long is because of Bittul Torah. Rav Yitzchak of Hamnuna Saba, plus of Galuyos Galu Yisrael. He says that Klal Yisrael was in Galus 3 times. The Chazru B'Zchus from the Klasa of, and they came back each time out of Galus. B'Zchus Avram, the first Galus, B'Zchus Yitzchak, the second Galus, B'Zchus Yaakov, the first. The Galusa Reviyah, that's the Galus we're in now, is known as Galus Edom, B'Zchusa de Moshe Yaxer. And this chus, and this galus is going to come back, this chus of Moshe, who the Farish explains, who was Kibbol Torah Misina. And Moshe was Mekabel Torah. So, as we'll see, the Archaim HaKadosh points out, that Moshe is not going to rally the troops back to Eretz Yisrael unless he sees that the people are learning Torah. If there's Bittul Torah, since Moshe is B'Zchus Moshe Rabbeinu, that we're going to come back out of the fourth Golus, so he's waiting for us to be Mesakin our Bittul Torah. And then he goes on and says, Hava Achim called the Lord Golus Yisrael or Bittul Torah. While Yisrael didn't go into Golus, only because of Bittul Torah, so Emma Yom Hashem was Ozum Torah. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Golos, have we shown us Pozu B'Zchus Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Achshav Hein Chatzu B'Torah Shnatzati L'Moshe, Nikrei Sal Shemo. in the Vato Torah, and Torah is called Torah's Moshe. So when Klal Yisrael will be Osek B'Torah, it's Chus Moshe Ani Golem. And then he says another unbelievable thing. Okay, member of a Torah, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe. Today, Meshomer Olach Tzavav Ulav, he gives a new pshat. A new, brand new pshat, unbelievable pshat in the Pasuk Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, Torah Tzivolonu Moshe. A new pshat that I never heard before. A new pshat. Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, the Pasuk pshat means Morosh, it's our inheritance. So the Zohar Chazer says no. Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, Hashem, Moshe gave us the Torah that we should be Osek. But if we're not Osek, then Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. Morasha is Lashon Rosh, Reishin. Rosh means poverty. So Morasha means a poverty-stricken nation. Means, so you say Torah Tzivolonu Moshe to learn. But it's not. The second part of the pasuk is that we're not going to learn. Then it's going to be then the Kilos Yaakov, then the community of Jacob is going to be Morasha. It's going to be impoverished, and we're going to be in Golos. And that's the Lashon Hashem Morish Umashir. Morish means he makes people poor. Mashir makes people rich. The only reason why there's poverty. If the last ask of the food in the rice, because we're not osking in the mitzvah satar. So the Zohar Chodesh says an unbelievable thing. Just stam of Shan and Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Morasha Kiyos Gakov. A wild loop shot. That the pasuk is divided into two. Torah Tzivolonu Moshe to learn. But if not, Morasha Kiyos Gakov, we're going to be in the impoverished nation and we're going to stay in Gol. And that's the Zohar Chodesh. That the three, there were four Golias. And the first three Goliaths, we redeemed for each one. Avraham took us out of one. B'zchus Avraham, B'zchus Yitzchak is the second. B'zchus Yaakov is the third. And B'zchus Moshe. So what is Moshe waiting for? He's waiting for Klal Yisrael to be properly Osek B'Torah. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh quotes this Zohar HaKadosh on our pasuk, Matat Tzav, page 1. The Derech Remez is Barak Kosov Al Derech Mamar Huva B'Sev Zohar Chodesh. The Dalet Goliath on Yisrael Kolechem Hen Nigolu Mimenu B'Zchus Echad. Dalet Rishon B'Zchus Avram Nigolu Beis B'Zchus Yitzchak Gimel B'Zchus Yatro. The Dalet Tolo B'Zchus Moshe. The Zed is Harach HaGolos Ki Kol Ol She Eidos Ki B'Tor Ritzos Eim Moshe Chovit Ligol Am Batlonim Min HaTorah. That Moshe doesn't want to be Golo an Am that's Batlonim Min HaTorah. So now the Archaim says that's pshat. Atah tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael. So tetzaveh, loshon livui v'tzavta. In other words, tzavta means accompaniment. Accompaniment. Tzavta. The word tzavta means accompaniment. So instead of translating it normally tzivui as command, accompaniment. Atah tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael means you're going to accompany Klal Yisrael out of Golas. The Chus what? Shemen Zayizach, which is the Torah, which is Remes to Shemen. And that's what it means. And you, Dafka, so Atat Tzavah is the Dogesh Chazok Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be our Tzavah, our escort out of Golas. But it's only if Yikru Alecha Shemen Zayizach. And we know that the Shemen represents near mitzvah Torah Or, and represents the Torah HaTorah. And therefore, the Tzavta Moshe Rabbeinu, the Dogish Chazak on Moshe Rabbeinu Tzavta, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu is going to escort us out of Golos. And it's interesting that this idea is Merumas in the Pasuk as well. You take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya on page 7. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, the Medrash Kosis, it says that the Shemen has to be Kosis, it has to be crushed up. Zem Mikdash Rishon, She'om Matav Yud Shana, Mikdash Shein Tav Chav. That Kosis represents the two Beis HaMikdash. Because the Tav Yud is 410, that's the amount of years that the first Beis HaMikdash stood for. and then it was smashed. And Tavchach is the amount of what? Is the second base of Mikdash. So Kossis represents the two Batei Mikdash. Kossis, the Chav Tav is the second base of Mikdash, Yud Tav is the first base of Mikdash. And they both were smashed down. The Midrash has a Yirmos L'Shem Mikdashim. Also, where's the remnants for the third base of Mikdash in the Pasuk? Roy Limos Gamashlishi Yasin, on top of Omer, the Midrash has a Efshar Shayirmos Amikdashim Shayirmos Amikdashim Shayirmos Amikdashim. Whereas the pasuk kosis is representing the two base of mikdash because they're finite and they're going to be beaten down, like just like the olive is pressed and stamped on, so to the base of mikdash. So to the first two base of mikdash are merumas in the word kosis, loshen kitisha. But bayis shlishi is going to be la'olam ve'ed. So that's not part of the process. It has its own remnants. What's the remnants for Bayis Shlishi? The word Lamo'ar. As the pasuk says, Kuli Ori Kiva Ori. That the Or, that's the third base of Mikdash, was going to be forever. And it works out good based on the Or Chaim HaKadosh, based on the Zohar HaKadosh. The next Beit HaMikdash that we're going to have is the end of the fourth Golem, is going to be Mitzvah Torah, which is near Mitzvah Torah Or, and that's going to be stand in the Mitzvah Torah. So Vachat Tzaveh, Zavke Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents Zichru Torah Moshe, is the individual who's going to lead us out. You're going to be Malavit. The Tzave, Loshon Tzavta, Loshon Levoi, Loshon Accompaniment, the Schus that Klal Yisrael is learning the Torah. Now, what's interesting in this part is, so Moshe is unbelievable, I'm going to say, because Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, is a pivotal person in Parshat Tzave. The most direct mention of Moshe Rabbeinu is Atat Tzaveh. Moshe is so pivotal, yet Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in this parsha. Right? The name of Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned, and the Baal HaTurim is the one who points this out on page 6. Lohiski and Moshe Bezer Seder. He says, because once from when Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Parsha Shmos, every Parsha mentions Moshe Rabbeinu. So one pshat he gives is because Moshe says, Mecheini na misifracha, that if you don't forgive the Jewish people, I want to be erased. So even though in the end it didn't work out, but since Moshe Rabbeinu used those words, Kilas Chacham, even if it's conditional, if a Chacham gives a curse, even though he only gave the curse conditionally, and the condition was not met, because ultimately they were forgiven, the condition is not met, still the curse is chal in some form. So Mecheini no Misifracha, the kiyum of Mecheini no Misifracha, is at least in Parshas Tetzaveh, he's not mentioned. And then he gives another idea that Parshas Tetzaveh talks is all about Kehuna, inaugurating the Kohanim, and Moshe Rabbeinu really is supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. But since he didn't go to Shlichus HaMakom, he lost the Kehuna and went to Aaron. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, because it's like if it would be mentioned, it would be like in your face, so to speak. Like, yeah, I'm giving you this Kehuna. This is the Parshas Kehuna. And really, it's supposed to go to you, so we downplay Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of that. But we see an unbelievable thing here, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Atat Tzaveh. For some side reasons, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Baal HaTurim gives two reasons, either because Moshe Rabbeinu said Mecheini no Misifracha, or because it's the Parsha of the Kehuna, and Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to get it, and he lost it, so it's like a sensitivity issue. But the Vilna Gaon Kedarko says an unbelievable thing on page 8. And the Vilna Gaon says that we know that we have the Mesorah that the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu is Zayin Adar. And Zayin Adar almost always falls out in the week of Parshas Tetzaveh. So since Moshe Rabbeinu, this is going to be the time that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to leave us, so to speak, so therefore his name is left out of Parshas Tetzaveh. But then the Vilna Gaon says something even deeper. Listen to this. He says there are 101 psukim in what? In Parshas Tetzaveh. Because the Malach Michael is Mispar 101, the numerical value of Michael. So now he's saying a deep word. When you spell the name Moshe, how do you spell it? Mem Shin Hey. Right? Mem Shin Hey is Moshe. But if you really want to spell it out, how do you spell Mem? Mem Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun. And Hey is Hey Al. So the hidden part of Moshe Rabbeinu's name is what? Is 40, is the Mem Mem, the Yud Nun is what? Is 50 and 10 is what? 60, and the Hey, Aleph, the Aleph is 1. So the hidden part of Moshe Rabbeinu's name is what? 101, which is the amount of Psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. So the point being is that even though Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, the Chitzonius, but we don't see him, but he's here Benista. He's here Benista. And that's whenever we learn Torah Kedosha, that Moshe is planted in us, is here. So his presence is here, even though we don't see his physical body. But he is the one who is most in us for Torah. So that's why it's Parshas Tetzaveh, it's the Parshas Zayin Adar, it's the Parshas Kufal Sukkim, it's the Moshe Rabbeinu B'nis. And I'd like to give a very practical explanation of what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is here. What does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu is here? And I'd like to quote the Noah Megadim, as we did last week. The Noah Megadim says, what does it mean Atah Tetzaveh? Why Moshe Rabbeinu? Dafka Atah, says the Noah Megadim. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could give the tzivui. Ikar B'chol Mishi, because again, what is this pasuk talking about? The menorah is the Torah. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishi Yishma Yerushalayim, Dvarim Nishmoyim. Dvarim Nishmoyim. In other words, Torah is not something that you learn and it comes in one ear out the other. The point of Torah is, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, two places, page 16 and 17. Chesed ve'emes al yazvecha, tashreima, kosveim aluach libecha. And also page 17, kosveim aluach libecha. The Torah is not something that is just, we learn it and we forget it. It's something that has to be imprinted in our hearts. When we learn a shtickle Torah, it should be with us the rest of our lives. The sugya of Pasa Babakistin, or the sugya of Birkas Hanenin, the Raisa Drabanan, the sugyas that we learn for the rest of our lives should be in front of us. So only Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, whenever we're learning, it's Moshe Rabbeinu giving us the Torah again. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate Yerushalayim So he's the ultimate person who not only teaches Torah, but begetter chokuk. Kosvein, it's ingrained, it's incarved in ourselves. That's why, what does Moshe Rabbeinu call the Zos HaBracha on page 14 and 15? It's called the what? The Mechokek. Right? He said, we gave a whole shiur on this. Hisham Chelkach Mechokek Tzofer. That Moshe Rabbeinu was, the lawgiver was built, was buried in that place. Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Mechokek. And what's the idea? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he taught us Torah, since he was such a Yira Shemayim, the Torah became Chokok. It was ingrained in us. It was carved out in our neshama. Chokok aluach libecha. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Mechokek. I remember Rabbi Alman once at a Siva Sefer Torah discussed this idea, that Torah is not only written on the scroll, it has to be written on our hearts. And that's what Kosvim aluach libecha. And Moshe Rabbeinu represented another thing, because we know that the Gemara says in Yevamos, take a look with Yevamos. Well, page 12. That kol hanaviim nistabnu paspaklar yeshainu meira. Moshe Rabbeinu nistakel nisnabe paspaklar yamira. All the other Nevi'im, the Nevu'ah wasn't so clear. It was vague. The Navi had to interpret it, which I'm too late to just explain. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevu'ah was very clear. And the idea being, Moshe Rabbeinu represents ultimate clarity. And when it comes to Divrei Torah, you have to have it clear. Because if you want to keep it La'olam Va'ed, Atot Tzavah. Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate of clarity. He's the Asplaklaria Hami'ira. And you know how you get clarity? And I always like to quote this Rashi in Parshat Hazinu, page 13. Yomar Lehem Simu Levavkem. Says Rashi, Tzarech Adam Shu Einav Ve'ozna Ve'libo M'chuvanim L'Divrei Torah. That when it comes to Divrei Torah, you have to have your eyes, your ears, and your heart. Different, so you have to see it. That's why we look it inside. We see the Makoros inside. It's Divrei Torah. If you want to be Chokok Aluach Libecha, you just don't want it to be a flighty thing that in one ear afterwards, you know, and you're, you know, just you know, something that's transient. It has to be what? Einav Oznav Velibo Mechuvanim LeDivrei Torah. Because if you have Einav Oznav Velibo Mechuvanim, if you see the sources inside, and then you can think about it, and you can hear about it, and you can internalize it, then it's going to be Chokok Aluach Libecha. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gave us that Torah. So we try, of course we're nowhere near Moshe Rabbeinu, but we try to follow the Me'ain of his footsteps, that the Divrei Torah should be Simu Levavchem. That it should be Einav Oznav Velibo. You should see everything inside. You should hear it. You should speak about it. Think about it. Because the Torah, if you want it to be, stay with you. It's only the Torah of Torah's Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a person who's what? Moshe Rabbeinu is a person who's Asbaklari Hamidira. And therefore, you have to learn Torah slowly. Because if you don't learn it slowly, then you're not going to fully understand it. You have to understand it, but once you understand it, then you can store it. It will become part of you. La'olam va'ed. That the Yeshua that we learned, the Tzlach that we learned, or the Rashba that we learned, or whatever, will stay with you. La'olam va'ed. But if something you just hear quickly, in an ear, in one ear, out the other, it's not going to be chosvein aluach libecha. So va'atat etzaveh. Moshe Rabbeinu has to give over the parsha of the menorah, because the menorah represents Torah. It represents the Bayis Shlishi L'mor, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, which is going to be L'olam V'ed. It'll be L'olam V'ed. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Chus Moshe Rabbeinu, the fourth Golus. That's why it says in Zohar Chodesh, it's taking so long, because we're not living up to that standard of Torah. then the final idea is that the Gemara says in Menachos on page 18, Hashem Zayzach Kosis Lamar Bein Zach Kosis LaMenachos. So it comes to the oil. There were different oils. There was oil that was for the menorah, and there was oil for the Menachos. When oil for the menorah had to be pure, Shem and Zayzach, for the Menachos it didn't have to be pure. And what's the idea? So says the Chasam Sofer in his drush for Zayin Adar. He says, because when it comes to Divrei Torah, he has to work hard, get it to be pure, has to be kosis. That's what the menorah represents, the Mor Shabbat Torah. When it comes the menorah, Menachos are representing the mezonos, the parnasa. So that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he gives us, he gives us. And of course, sometimes we have to work to get it. But the intrinsic value of the work is not the same. Of course, it has to be honest, for sure. But the concept of yagata, yagia, is dafke b'torah. And that's why kosis l'amor v'lo kosis l'menachos. But the Torah has to be with a lot of amelos. Work. If a person zocher to win the lottery, he wins the lottery. So there's no chiv that he has to work. Of course, most people don't win, so you have to work. You have to earn an honest parnasa. But Torah is always. No matter what, you have to work in Torah, you have to learn Torah until you get it clear. And when you get it clear, then it's what? Then it'll be chokok aluach lebecha. So we have to listen, we have to realize the Torah is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Moshe Rabbeinu, who has the ultimate clarity. That's Bachlari Ameira. And he's going to take us out of Golas. Atatitzaveh, you're going to be Malaga us, you Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is on the dagger of ultimate Yerushalayim, ultimate Anivus, and ultimate clarity in Torah. And if you don't have clarity, it won't last. Because you never understood it the first time. So how are you going to remember it? And once you understand it, you remember it, you have the me'ein of Asfaklari Ami'ira, of what Rashi says, Einav, Oznav, Velibo, Uchuvanim, Ledivrei Torah. So then, Be'ezus Hashem will have that Kabbalah Satorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Vatatitzaveh will be able to have Moshe Rabbeinu escort us out of Golus into Eretz Yisrael, via Mashiach Tzidkenu, in Heir Avim.